This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club. Thank you for waking up with us. It's a Tolo Tuesday with Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Troy Hughes running things. As always, your excitement level for Game 4 heading to the arena tonight.
Not as high as it was when the series started. I would say it's probably at about a 4.
Now, the good news is you didn't miss anything great in Game 3. You could have gone to Game 3. You had a choice between Game 3 and Game 4. I told you, go to Game 3, so you didn't go to a 3-0 scenario. But the place was dead. Mike Bacsik talking about it a ton yesterday on KMC. It was a weird game. Golden State basically controlled. So you didn't miss a ton in Game 3. And you said you're going to stay for the Western Conference Championship celebration
if it happens
tonight.
We'll see. But I guess it depends on what time the game is over. If it's one of these 2 hour and 40 minute games that the last two have been, maybe I skip out early if it's a blowout. But look, I do enjoy watching a championship celebration. I do think that's kind of cool to see. Whether it's your team or not, I do think it's kind of cool to see. Like the people who leave the Stanley Cup presentation beforehand. You guys are bad hockey fans. You need to get the hell out of my life.
Who leaves?
There's people that leave. There are people that have left. But you know, it's not the title, like you said. It wasn't the title. It was just the Western Conference. It's still a trophy celebration presentation, which I'm kind of a sucker for. So I'll probably stay either way.
All right. Some of the numbers heading into tonight. The Mavs have, we know, been absolutely crushed in the third quarter of this series. The second half scoring average, 62-47. They've been losing these second halves by an average of 15 points throughout the first three games. The bench scoring, Game 3, Dinwiddie scored 26 of the 28 points. Of course, with Reggie and Maxey playing as bad as they possibly could. 0-for-12 combined from 3. Bullock, 0-for-10 overall. In Game 2, the Mavs bench was outscored 36-13. So the greatest hope, I think, if you're Jason Kidd, you got to sit Reggie and Maxey down and say, we're not going away from you. Just like in the Utah series, just like to start the Utah series with Maxey being ice cold in the second half of the regular season, you just got to go ahead and shoot. Remember, Maxey said in the Jazz series, I'm going out and I'm firing it up. I don't care. Well, let's see. We'll know early with Maxey's hesitation when he gets a look and decides to go ahead and pull the trigger or puts it on the floor to go ahead and pass to someone else or try to actually dribble, which he should not be doing. So Maxey hesitation tonight, and let's see if some early ones fall for Reggie as they did not in Game 3, because I don't see the game plan changing very much.
No, they're going to shoot. You know, this is what they're going to do. They're going to shoot from the time that opening tip until the end. They're going to just chuck threes. And I am totally fine with that. That's the formula. It's got them here. It is, you know, they're using the math in their favor, and sometimes it doesn't work. Or sometimes the other team is just better at it. And that's what it seems like in this case.
Kevin Gray tweeting this out last night with the debut of his brand new show with Reggie Atitula at 7 o'clock every single weeknight right here on 105 Through the Fan. The name of the show is Get Right. He said, if this doesn't scream lack of depth for the Mavericks, I don't know what does. And Kirk Henderson had tweeted out, minutes leaders in the playoffs. Here are the minutes leaders of all the teams, all the guys. Reggie Bullock is first in playoff minutes. 631. Dorian Finney-Smith is second. Jason Tatum is third. Jalen Brunson is fourth. Jaylen Brown is fifth. So we talk about a lack of depth. Get Maxey out. Well, who are you going to put in? Bassick saying yesterday in Crosstalk, this team is basically, you know, they have six NBA players. The bench is very, very thin. And this is shown here in the playoff minutes of Reggie and Dorian Finney-Smith leading the entire NBA in playoff minutes.
That's stunning to hear. And then Brunson's right there among the top in the top five. That's stunning to hear. I guess you could say that that's because they played a seven-game series, and then prior to that, a six-game series. So
yeah.
They had more games.
Boston had a sweep.
Yeah, Boston had a sweep. So you know, it probably plays into it. But either way, now we're looking at like you've got guys that are A, tired, and B, they're showing that they're playing too many minutes. They're too relied upon when they don't need to be relied upon. You shouldn't have to rely on Reggie Bullock for 40 minutes a night.
Well, they're relying on him for his defense, you know, on Devin Booker. And they view Reggie and Dorian as their defensive stoppers out there. So they are logging a lot of time. And at what point, that's something we always forget about. Going deeper and deeper into the playoffs, how tired are you going to get? We saw it with Chris Paul after the Pelicans series, but he's 37. But how much wear and tear? There's all those crazy stats about the extra years that Kevin Garnett and Kobe Bryant played because of all the playoff games. When do you start to get worn down and the Warriors just hitting you with waves and waves and waves? And Steph Curry said this is the best stretch of basketball by the current version of Golden State. They haven't lost. There's a crazy stat about the last. I think the last Western Conference playoff game that they lost was in 2018. That's the last time they lost in the Western Conference Finals. They've won four straight going back to the Grizzlies series. Mm-hmm. And Steph said, yes, it's obviously magnified by the moment. You can look at other stretches where we probably played better offensively, better defensively, but put it all together and that's what matters right now. So they opened the year winning 18 of their first 20. They were 41-13 before some key injuries, but Steph said, as Ramona Shelbourne did, the great reporter from ESPN yesterday on G-Bag, the Warriors are on one right now.
Yeah,
that's what she said.
No, man, they are, man. They are playing great basketball. They're hitting their shots. They're not turning it over a ton. They're playing great ball. And they're making adjustments when they're not. You know, when the their third quarters have really shown that when they go into halftime, they reset, or the Mavs don't, and the Mavs come out cold. But like this is they are showing in this series that they are still there. They are still that I am he kind of team.
Could I make an argument that it's just better for the Mavs to get swept tonight and end this for Mark Cuban and Nico and offseason thoughts? Like, what would be better if I told you that the Mavs could lose in six games or the Mavs get swept? Do you think it would have any effect, any different effect in Mark Cuban viewing this team as a contender?
It wouldn't change the perception of me as a Mavs fan, whether they win this game or the next one. Like, man, they really came back and fought hard.
Yeah.
I would just think, wow, they really fell flat in the first three games.
I would hope that Mark Cuban, although I don't trust Cuban to have that much common sense when it comes to his own team, I'm not sure that Mark has already made up his mind and would think that, or he would say, hey, we lost in six. We're close.
Yeah.
We're really, really close. We have to have a discussion on how close they are after this series ends.
I don't think the sweep changes anything for Mark. You know, they made the conference finals. I think he realized that. I think he already knows, and he already knew that they weren't there yet, even though they made it this far. I don't think losing five, losing six, you know, you still didn't get there. You still didn't reach your goal. I guess they should be looking to improve their team every year. That's the
yeah, but how much? Like again, we have to
how much can they
judge the gaps? How like if a 10 is a championship? I wonder where Mark thinks that they are right now. An 8?
No, I think he looks about 6.5, 7.
Okay.
Maybe a 7.
I think Cuban more optimistic
maybe
than others, but there's no way of us knowing. We're just playing a guessing game.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just thinking about that. Is it better to just get, because I was talking with Baskin about this against the Suns when they were down 0-2, and he's like, I mean, it looks really bad now, but we were all thinking it. He's like, it's just better to get swept. Erase any illusion. Like the Atlanta, this is not the Atlanta Hawks. The Mavericks are better than the Atlanta Hawks, but it was very important for the Hawks to sit down with themselves after they made, what'd you say, the East Finals?
East Final, yeah.
Last year, and sit down and say, was this fluky? Right? I said this about the San Francisco 49ers and their dip-ass radio hosts don't want to realize it. Getting to the NFC Championship game, in my opinion, was fluky. When you're winning these low-scoring games with a quarterback that you know is not the guy. And I go back to what I always reference. And I was in Baltimore, and the Ravens won the title. Oh, I don't have to go to Baltimore with Elvis Gerback and Trent Dilfer. I'll go back to Mavs 2011. It was a perfect example, right? Right in our backyard. Was it legit? Can we repeat? Or was it lightning in a bottle and we got to blow it up? I agreed with their decision to go ahead and blow it up, but I'm just wondering what type of discussions and thoughts there will be over this.
Yeah, look, I mean, they're not going to blow it up. I don't think they have to
they're not going to blow it up.
No, I don't even mean blow
that
it up. Like, from
that
the top.
Team got taken away their chance to defend. Defend the championship.
Yes,
they had to make the decision. Are we going to give these guys an opportunity to come back and repeat? And the decision was no.
They'll make small adjustments, which is fine. I don't know. You also got to look, what can they do? You know, what kind of money will they have? Who wants to come here? They don't control free agency. They can control trades and stuff, but they obviously can't control free agency. I'm interested to see how this changes, how this run changes the desirability of the Mavs as a free agent destination. Does it change it at all? Does Luka change it at all? Do people want to come? Are they lining up to play with him? Or are they like, okay, this is just still the same old Mavs, we're not going to go there?
I think that Jason Kidd and Luka, and this is good. They sounded, after game three, it sounded like they knew it was over. Jason mm-hmm. Kidd on, and he was a little edgy. I watched this. He was a little bit edgy and going at the media here, talking about how the Mavs have surprised so far.
This is a lot bigger than just this one game or this series or this. This is huge for our franchise because none of you guys had us here. You guys were all supposed to be on vacation. And so it's cool to go through this.
Yeah, and he reminded and gave a couple looks while saying that, but it was a very big picture view from J. Kidd the other night, and I loved hearing him say, this is just the beginning. There are great lessons to be learned. Quarter three in game two, and this experience is going to be invaluable in what we always talk about with freshman hazing in the NBA. You got to go through initiation.
You do. You got to go through the initiation. You got to get hazed. And, the funny thing is, if this team was, if you watch college basketball for whatever, when you get to the tournament, those freshmen are sophomores by that point. They get a long run. They've already kind of gone through that. They're already into their second year. So then they come back the next year, it's even higher. And in the NBA, you wonder if it works like that. Well, it kind of does it because a lot of these guys are far older than that. But there is, one of the things that we've always looked at with Luka in the offseason is he goes back home, he puts on a little weight, gets out of shape.
Yep.
The less offseason he has might be better.
He needs a Mac Jones offseason. Y'all see Mac Jones yesterday?
The anti-snack Jones.
Yes. Mac put the snacks on the counter as apparently he's crushing conditioning drills, no more dills, pickles, with the Pats offseason. You see it in the face, his face, the drink face or whatever it is gone. And Mac Jones, was tired of hearing the jokes. And he said, I learned more about nutrition and health and conditioning than I ever knew in my entire life. And he played for Nick Saban, where he thought that would have been stress. But still, he was a college kid. You can get away with a lot more at that age. Mac Jones looking good.
Yeah, and remember, it wasn't drink face, Sean. It was cookie face.
Yeah.
It was cookie face. Right. It was his girlfriend in Alabama that would make him a plate of chocolate chip cookies that he would eat after every game.
Every dang week, man, a plate of chocolate chip cookies. Every night, almost.
877-881-1053. You can think I'm crazy, just throwing out the suggestion. Is it just better to leave no doubt moving forward in Mark Cuban's head? Get swept. We know that we are still a good distance away, or maybe you don't think that they are. Maybe you think the Mavs are a lot closer than some other people on the verge of the four-game sweep tonight. Shout out to Jeremy. Said it's my birthday. No better way to spend it with the fellas in the morning. So, Jeremy, happy B-Day on Twitter. Live on the fan cam and live on Twitch. Major League Baseball punishes Josh Donaldson for the Jackie Robinson incident. That, we got to take you around the NFL as well. And is the series going to end tonight? The Josh Donaldson decision on a Tolo Tuesday after this.
But let's get you over to BetterHelp and that relationship with yourself. That's so important, but we've neglected it. And we've all been guilty of neglecting the relationship we have with ourselves and our own mental health. If your mental health has been taking a back seat in your life for a while you deal with the kids, while you deal with your relationship with your spouse or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your coworkers, now is the time to reprioritize yourself. I know it can feel overwhelming. You don't have to do it alone, and that's where BetterHelp can help.
Online therapy. Therapy, a great way to start your journey back to a healthier you, and BetterHelp makes it very, very easy. It's therapy that fits with your budget. You can schedule weekly video, phone, or instant messaging sessions, no waiting rooms, and no travel time. Their comprehensive quiz matches you with a therapist suited to your needs. See why over 2 million people trust BetterHelp for online therapy. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/SeanandRJ. That's Better H-E-L-P, help.com/SHANandRJ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And it's Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. If you want to get ready for the game tonight in downtown Dallas, go ahead and get ready by listening to some music from my stations on the Odyssey app. It's called Stadium Anthems. This segment of The Fan brought to you by Frankel & Frankel, 214-333-3333 or truckwreck.com in case you've been involved in an accident and it's not your fault. Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
You get any reports on Barkley at any golf courses?
I have not.
He said he's going to play golf in his 2 days in the Metroplex.
You know, he could have played yesterday. I don't think he's going to be able to play today.
Because of the rain?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play today.
No, it's okay. He'll be able to play today, just not like evening, definitely going into tonight.
Well, that's when the rain arrives. The game tonight, that's for sure.
Yeah, so he could probably get in. What's the earliest tee time you can get?
I mean, good question.
Depends on the place, but I would say about 7 a.m., 7:30.
Yeah, he can go out. He's good.
Depending on the light.
What did he do last night? Never know with Charles.
Never know.
He may have been frequenting some places. Josh Donaldson was suspended and fined by Major League Baseball for the comment towards Tim Anderson when he referred to him as Jackie Robinson. The benches clearing, bunch of different players getting into it on Saturday, and Josh admitted it. He said, yeah, I called him that. Major League Baseball with the statement. There is no dispute over what was said on the field. Regardless of Mr. Donaldson's intent, the comment he directed towards Mr. Anderson was disrespectful and in poor judgment, particularly when viewed in the context of their prior interactions. In addition, Mr. Donaldson's remark was a contributing factor in a bench-clearing incident between the teams and warrants discipline. So they suspended Josh. I do have to admit, when I heard Major League Baseball is like looking into this, I rolled my eyes. I was like, for what? He didn't use a racial slur or anything. He admitted he was referring to a 2019 interview where Tim Anderson referred to himself as Jackie Robinson. And Donaldson says, I got to hear, well, it's too late now, but I'm dying to hear from Tim Anderson whether this was a running joke in the past and what his reaction was to it back in the day. That's what Donaldson said. So this isn't the first time I made this joke. Now, Anderson is basically saying, we're not friends. We're not tight. He certainly didn't look like he reacted positively towards an old joke that they continued to bring up. But baseball suspending Josh Donaldson for a game over this.
Honestly, the game, suspending him for a game is probably more insulting than not suspending him at all. One game, I don't think he should be. I didn't think this was warranting of a suspension, but one game is a non-suspension in baseball. It's
what do you mean? Why?
Because
it's a game suspension.
There's nothing to it. It's like, you know, it's not even worth it. The guys get a day off a week anyway. You know, like that's not
this is baseball saying, you know, we're punishing you. If they didn't suspend him, then that they're saying this isn't a punishable offense.
To me, it's baseball saying we don't really think this is warranted of a suspension, but we're not going down that road where it makes it look like we don't care about somebody maybe saying something that was offensive.
Yeah.
So to me, this is like
I just think baseball was going to do everything to protect Jackie Robinson's name. I was rolling my eyes when you were talking to me about negotiations to get it done before Jackie Robinson Day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so what? That shouldn't factor in. Like, is it a good deal or is it not between the union and the players? And you kept bringing it up. Well, Jackie Robinson Day is coming up. Jackie Robinson Day. And I'm like, okay. And then that stuck in my mind a little bit. And I'm like, they were going to do everything to protect that legend. You know, that's like, that's the shield for them.
Yeah.
It really is. Jackie Robinson is the shield that the NFL always refers to.
This is, and I'll give you examples. There's 17.
But I agree. This is not, I want to be clear. This is not suspension worthy, in my opinion.
No.
I give credit to Stephen A. Smith, who said, guys, this isn't racist. It's not. He said he didn't see any racial intent, and he wanted to hear from Tim Anderson whether this had been a previous joke, and if the joke had been made, why a fight didn't take place then.
Right. Yeah, I know.
I still think Josh Donaldson is a douchebag. It was bad. It was bad judgment. Or maybe, Anderson, you know, he broke the code, and they had been joking about this in the past, and he decided to finally vocalize it and make it public, and Josh was like, dude. Like Troy said yesterday, we all have jokes amongst each other that if we repeat it on the air, we're fired.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You're gone. Absolutely. You're canceled. Mm-hmm. And if you go ahead and one day say, let me read you this text from Sean from 3 years ago about this insensitive subject, or let me read this insensitive text, you would be breaking the code.
Right, absolutely. I thought this was, Tim Anderson made the reference. Josh is busting his balls. He shouldn't have gone there. You know, you leave Jackie's name out of your mouth. That's just, it's kind of, you don't joke about Jackie. But, you know, there's 17 NFL games. There's 162 Major League Baseball games. This is the equivalent of suspending a guy for a series. You see coaches do it all the time. He's sitting out the first, there's about 10 series in an NFL game. He's sitting out the first series. That's what this is the equivalent of. It's a non-suspension. It's a day off. That's what this is. It's a day off. It's Major League Baseball not wanting to go down the road where they make it look like they don't care about this, but also not really wanting to go down the road, making it look like this was a big deal.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I just thought this is like, oh, you get like one game. That's what they're going to do.
Yeah. I mean, that's why this topic has a lot of people kind of going, oh, come on. Like we're like Paul O'Neill, the Yankees great, who, by the way, is going to have his number retired in August at Yankee Stadium. He was supposed to be on yesterday, WFAN in New York. Now, Paul O'Neill.
What is this? The Cowboys Ring of Honor? We wait 20 years done playing to put Paul O'Neill in?
Exactly. So they're putting him in. But anyway, he was supposed to be on The Fan in New York yesterday because he calls Yankee games for Yes Network. And right before he goes on with Brandon Tierney and Tiki, he's like, yeah, but I'm not going to talk about that Josh Donaldson, Tim Anderson thing. They're like, okay, well, we're going to cancel the interview. So they canceled the interview.
Whoa.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's like I said, some people are finding this kind of like a, really? Like, really?
And the Yankees as a team have, like, not really stood behind Donaldson on this. He shouldn't have said it. Judge and Boone, and I mean, everybody's basically said he shouldn't have gone there. So they're not really standing behind it. Plus, I don't think they like him anyway.
They don't like who?
I know Gerrit Cole hates Josh. They don't get along. Like, they don't get along at all. So I wonder how many people actually like Josh on the roster. But they're not really standing behind him at all.
Wow. I'm reading your boy BT is sitting there saying Paul O'Neill is on hold to promote a book, and he doesn't want to talk about this. And I mean, this is an old Dan Patrick radio rule. If you're going to give me instructions on what I can and can't talk about, we can't do the interview. Sorry. So good for Tierney and Tiki doing this, I think.
Yeah, and I wonder, you know, was this O'Neill that said it? Was the Yes Network that told him, hey, don't talk about this, you know, because they're owned by the team?
This is what, I know everyone thinks, you know, well, not everyone, a few loser trolls think that we read off a script that Jerry Jones sends us.
No, it's an email. But,
that's right, it's an email.
So when it has come to that, and you know, I put our bosses in an uncomfortable position, if it's like the fourth week in a row we're going to ask about the anthem, if it's the fourth week in a row we're going to ask about COVID protocols, if it's the fourth week in a row we're going to ask about something really, really controversial like Kaepernick, then we'll say, okay, we asked about it. You come on twice a week, once with us, once with one of the other shows. Okay, we've covered the subject enough. But they know in Frisco, and they've totally been cool with it, the first time the story comes out, we have to ask you about it. And I always tell them, if you don't want to answer it, all you have to do is come on and say, guys, I respect the question. I don't want to address it right now, and I'm not going to go into further detail. That's all you have to say. But we have to ask the question.
Well, just shut up and let me answer.
Otherwise, we lose all credibility. Like, the subject is out there. It's obvious. It's blatant. People are wondering what the answer is to it. All you have to do is come on and say, I don't want to talk about that. No comment. And that's what Paul O'Neill should have done. Paul O'Neill should have come on and said, guys, I'm uncomfortable with it, given some non-answer, and then went on to talk about his book.
Should have. Absolutely. You know, give as much as you're willing to give. Say as much as you're willing to say about it without actually, you know, going down to the area where you're not comfortable.
Now, yesterday, the fan text was kind of defending Josh Donaldson, saying this was an overreaction. Is it the same exact thing after the news came out that he was suspended?
Let's see. They are saying this is some, you know, sacred. This is some scared nonsense. Mm. Let's see. This is such trash. He compared himself to Robinson. Donaldson was clowning him. Joe Kelly was given 8 games for making a frowny, sad face at Carlos Correa.
I don't remember that.
That was when he did the
when he walked off the mound. He had that sad face, and that started like the little brouhaha between them. Yeah.
That was eight games.
Yeah. This is not a suspension. It's a day off. This is like punishing the farmer by taking one plant.
Donaldson is on the COVID list, by the way. He got put on there yesterday.
He wasn't going to play anyway. There you go. Let's see. People, you can't say anything anymore, or you can't joke about anything anymore, I guess, what they're saying. So most people are defending Donaldson. I haven't really seen much. That wasn't, other than the MLB suspensions are inconsistent with the Joe Kelly game, which is true.
Details came out on the death of Dwayne Haskins with the highway incident where he got hit by two cars. One was the dump truck in the center lane, and then another car was trying to swerve away from Haskins' body out there on the highway and ended up making contact. Toxicology report that Dwayne Haskins drank heavily, ingested ketamine in the hours leading up to his passing, had a blood alcohol level of 0.24, and had a woman in the car in the early morning hours that was not his wife. A couple tolos have asked on the truckwreck.com text line, does this vindicate Gil Brandt? You might have to go and get Gil's comments from a few months ago, Troy, but Adam Schefter got crushed and Gil Brandt got destroyed. I destroyed both of them, especially Gil, in making what I thought on the day of was very insensitive comments. Schefter pointing out that he was a struggling NFL quarterback. It was just unneeded and unnecessary. And then Gil Brandt really went into Dwayne's character hours after this story broke. So,
you know, maybe if he'd have stayed in school a year, he wouldn't do silly things. I mean, I don't. When you're jogging on a highway, you know, on a road like that, that leaves it open because I tell you, so guy has two drinks and he's just a little bit to the right side of the road and gets hit and killed. It's easy to happen.
And what was the beginning of that? He said he's living to, this is a guy that's living to die.
Living to die, yeah.
He said that. So, Gil Brandt, change of mind? Perception? Vindicated?
No. Because he didn't know.
I agree.
And that's part of the problem. Even if he's right,
yeah,
he wasn't right at the time because he didn't know. There was no right or wrong at the time. So, I would say no. But. He knew more about Dwayne's history, character, past than I did. And maybe there was something, and that, not maybe. Obviously, something led him to say that. But no, I don't think this vindicates him. It doesn't make him right because he didn't know. There was no right or wrong at the time.
If something happened to Dennis Rodman right now today, something tragic, like right now breaking, and in the next 2 minutes of reacting to it, I said, well, I mean, would you expect? Dennis, he lived that lifestyle. Dennis, he ran hard. He partied. He had demons. That would be me assuming that Dennis Rodman, something happening to him tragically, was a result of substances or reckless behavior. And you can't make that comment.
Yeah, Dennis Rodman, Lamar Odom.
Not in the moment.
Lamar Odom would be another one. Like, it's just inevitable that this was going to happen to him. And then you find out later, it had nothing to do with that, did it?
Well, what Gil suggested in his character assessment of Dwayne kind of came true in the toxicology report. Dwayne Haskins, and I think there is a... I'm going to say this. I'm trying to figure out, well, the discomfort is because a man lost his life. But there is let me try to figure out a way to say this. In many other instances, people would have called Dwayne Haskins reckless. A death like this, they would put more blame on him for being drunk, for having drugs in his system that can put you to sleep for surgery, and for having another woman in his car. But I'm sensing a great hesitation towards that with this story. You know what I mean? Like, if it was another, I'm trying to think of I don't really want to throw out another example of a public name, but sometimes in these deaths, we're like, well, look at what you were doing. I mean, you were double the legal limit. You had ketamine in your system. And you were with someone that was not your wife. You know, there'd be a harsher reaction in some instances towards someone who put themselves in this position. Not happening with Dwayne. I don't know. That's just an observation.
Well, look,
I'm not saying it should be either. I'm just saying I'm noting the reaction to it.
In terms of whether it should be released and stuff like that? You mean like
no, not released. Just in terms of the... Just the details behind it. You know what I mean?
Look, the details are tough to read.
What I'm trying to say is if someone lives reckless all the time, you'd see some reactions of, well.
There you go. Right. I hear you.
What'd you expect?
I hear you.
You know, but I think there was a greater mourning of Haskins. And it took a long time for this toxicology report to come back. It seems like.
They say they could take up to 90 days, right, Troy, on these tox reports a lot of times, 90 days. And that's 3 months. You know, that's a long time after this. That's about where we are.
Yeah. I articulated that poorly, but That's just what I'm noticing in the reaction to it, because a lot of people were ticked off that this news even came out. They were upset over the details that were released. 877-881-1053, chartwreck.com, text line. We're live on the fan cam, and we are live on Twitch. The series against the Warriors now has an update with homophobic tweets and a sex trafficking update. Yeah, back to game four. Next on The Fan.
All right, let's get you over to Athletic Greens. As I've gotten older, looking to get and stay healthier, trying to get more nutrients, more veggies into my body, I've hated those other green drinks, the grassy flavor. I don't like a grassy flavor in my drinks. I like a really good flavor. Well, this isn't a milkshake, but it tastes really, really good. It's got a fantastic taste to it. It's AG1 from Athletic Greens. With each scoop, my body absorbs 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, prebiotics, adaptogens that help me get me through my day. It's real awesome. It's real easy. It's real simple. It's the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning. I start my day right with a delicious scoop of AG1 from Athletic Greens. It's just $3 a day. AthleticGreens.com/RJ. That's about what the cost comes out to, about $3 a day. AthleticGreens.com/RJ. Reclaim your health. Arm your immune system. Forget spending hundreds of dollars a month on supplements for your mental focus, recovery, gut health, immune, and nervous systems. All you got to do is go to athleticgreens.com/RJ right now. Free 1-year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs at your first purchase at athleticgreens.com/RJ.
Well, this is just a very fun first 90 minutes with some of these stories that are out there. Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. We got the toxicology report on Dwayne Haskins. We have Josh Donaldson suspended for the Jackie Robinson statement towards Tim Anderson. And now we have a couple of stories tied to the Dallas Mavericks as they're getting ready. Not really the Mavericks. One is to the Mavericks. And one has to do with an NBA reporter who covers the Warriors, the Mavs series. So Mark Haynes is the brother of Chris Haynes. Chris Haynes is the fantastic reporter on TNT. He's been covering the Eastern Conference Finals. We've had him on the show once. He does work for Yahoo as well.
Yahoo!
So Chris Haynes is the one on TV. Mark Haynes is his brother, a beat reporter covering the Warriors. He apparently annoyed Warriors fans when he implied that Steph was front-running at the end of Game 2. All right, so he went on one of those discussions?
It's called Spaces. Twitter Spaces.
Went on one of those Twitter Spaces and basically called out Steph. Welp.
What does he mean front-running, though, by the way? Like, what does that even mean? You're just...
I don't know. When you dance, like Lucas said, everybody talks when they're up.
I mean, who? How can you talk trash when you're down?
Maybe you shouldn't talk when you're up.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Yeah. I don't know. But after that comment, Warriors fans started digging on this guy's Twitter account and caused him to delete it immediately. Some homophobic tweets from back in the day from this Warriors reporter. This gay dude looked up on my boy today. We was going to have to beat the blank out of him. Beat the gay out of him, but using the F word. White people call each other AHs. Black people call each other. And then you got an Asian slur in here about dog eating. If a man has you in a place alone and he's trying to force himself upon you and no one can help, just go along with it. I mean, it's just, there's really, really bad and ugly things that I feel uncomfortable reading.
Bobby Knight said that once to, was it to Connie Chung? He said that same thing. And it didn't go over well
this
for Bobby
guy
Knight.
This guy says, just go along with it so he rapes you and doesn't kill you. I mean, just reprehensible comments that is going to be hard to come back from. He went on to delete his Twitter account hours after the old tweets went viral and he was trending on social media. And then Clutch Points, his employer, released a statement saying, "We are aware of the derogatory, insensitive, and inappropriate tweets by our Warriors beat writer that were posted years ago to his account. We have a zero tolerance policy. What he tweeted was incredibly inexcusable. We put him on indefinite leave as we assess the situation." So that's an update on this Warriors beat reporter, the brother of Chris Haynes on TNT, who you will see tonight with the coverage with old, ugly, offensive tweets back in the day.
These are there's a lot of them.
That's bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Now they're from, let's see, like 2014, but then they also go back to 2011. They go back even 2010. It looks like there's one from 2009. There's a lot of they span over what, 5-6 years.
Yeah, over a long time, and that's why Mark Haynes then went on Twitter and apologized. A lengthy post in which he apologized for everything. In part, I sincerely apologize to those that I've hurt, triggered, or brought unnecessary trauma and pain. I am not the person I once was. Each day, I try to live by the true values that were instilled in me and those that we teach our small children. I am committed to this journey of meaningful purpose, personal growth. Not simply in words, but in action.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Tolo sent me this update. The Daily Beast, legitimate, blue check mark.
Yes.
Verified.
If it's got a blue check mark, it's legit, Sean.
They mean something on Twitter. If you have a blue check mark, you mean something Twitter.
Eight people have been arrested in Oklahoma City for allegedly trafficking a 15-year-old Texas girl. This was the girl who was abducted at a Mavs game last month when she left her father to go and use the bathroom. Go and look at the characters in these mugshots of these eight people who apparently abducted this girl. She was found 10 days later after naked pictures were discovered. Just an ugly. This story was so unbelievable when it first came out. I was hesitant to talk about it because I didn't know if it was real. It sounded like something that would be an exaggeration for a movie. You know, it sounded so crazy. I was like, what do you mean there was an abduction out of the AAC where the 15-year-old was sex trafficking? And now you have pictures of eight people who are apparently guilty. So that's an update on this from the Daily Beast.
Man, it's great that they found, you know, the eight people. This is so scary, though. I mean, you imagine going to the game with your child and all of a sudden they don't come back from the bathroom. Yeah, it's like, you know, and, you know, 15 years old, you know, you feel comfortable, I think, going, let them go to the bathroom by themselves.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they don't come back. I mean, that's just, I can't even imagine.
I mean, I have two daughters and my oldest is 12. She's almost 13. She acts like she's 23, but still, I mean, I obviously, yeah, if we're at a Mavs game, Cowboy Stars, any game, and she wants to go to the restroom, yeah, you can go to the restroom. I'm not thinking, oh, wow, she's going to be abducted and then held captive in Oklahoma City hotel room.
Apparently, the family made pleas to the Dallas Police Department, and authorities refused to investigate the case, citing Texas family code laws, which considers missing juveniles to be runaways unless there are circumstances which appear as involuntary, such as kidnapping or abduction. The girl's father said, my daughter was missing in Dallas. This is a Dallas case, but they refused to open a case for her. Wow. So how was she found then? Apparently, it was the assistance of TXCTI, Texas Counter Trafficking Initiative, a nonprofit that was able to track down nude images of the girl on a prostitution website.
Yikes.
Is that true? The Dallas Police Department did not get involved in this, and it had to be a nonprofit organization that helped track her down. This is insane.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, you would think that, yeah, there's absolutely the runaway aspect of it, but don't you look for runaways? Do we not look for runaways either? Is that what they're trying to say? That doesn't make any sense.
And then people are saying, how does she just get taken out of the AAC? I mean, I don't know. I imagine there's not every kid would be kicking and screaming like that. It would like be thrown. They would throw her over the shoulder. Maybe you can coerce in different ways. You get towards the exit doors and then you just go ahead and you run outside. I don't know. Where's the camera footage? Where's the AAC viewpoints on this and the different angles?
Yeah, I mean, there's various things. Maybe I just watch way too much Dateline and Forensic Files and I hear these stories of unfortunate abductions and kidnappings. But, you know, you just tell someone, hey, your dad, who I just saw you with, said you need to meet him outside. In fact, I'll escort you outside. I mean, it could be something as simple as that. But yeah, the whole thing with the Dallas Police Department, the fact that the father actually had to go to their hometown police department in North Richland Hills, who, by the way, should be applauded for helping getting this ball rolled, that says a lot about the DPD.
Yeah, what's y'all's rules in terms of, all right, go play. Okay, in the mall, you can go to the store. Meet me back at the food court. What are the different rules? Airport. Okay, go to the bathroom. Come back to the terminal. What are the age rules?
My kids go outside and play all the time. They do what they want. They ride their bikes everywhere. They go.
Oh, they do what they want with you.
Well, even with Janet, they ride their bikes wherever. They don't like they live on a kind of a major road, so they don't go too far across the road. But you know, at an airport, I would probably go to the bathroom with them. At a ball game, I would. Now they're 12 and 9, so it's a little different than Troy's, who's Hunter 15.
15, and then like I said, 12 and 8. And so if they're gonna play, they play in a cul-de-sac. We live in the kind of neighborhood that you know you can get into a golf cart and you ride around and stuff like that. So they'll do things like that. And then as far as like airports and stuff, you know, they haven't really experienced that, Sean. And then you mentioned a mall. I don't even think my kids know what a mall is.
Yeah, my kid.
They don't go to malls.
They have,
why?
My kids have definitely not been to a mall since. Maybe
what?
Maybe when they go maybe like the Easter Bunny 1 year.
Yeah.
Why?
When I forced them to go take a picture with Santa, that's it.
Because you don't go to a mall. But do you go to malls?
I don't. A mall is a place where kids can go and burn time for 4 hours going to different shops, going to the movie, going to the food court, eating lunch. You can just walk around in a circle going from store to store, people watching.
Oh, no, it's not, Sean.
If I'd have had a family, I would go people watching a mall all the time.
No, malls are no longer like that. Mall security, mall personnel, if they see a group of four or more children, immediately go up to them.
What?
Where are your parents? What are you doing
kids,
here by yourself?
You're telling me kids don't hang out at the mall anymore?
Not as much as they used to. They have shut that down a lot.
It's like a free it's a free 4 hours. Walk around the different stores and go in and look.
Mall rats, man. I mean my kids, I could not tell you the last time they've been in a mall. I could tell you the last time I've been in a mall. Everything I buy is online now.
Yeah.
Wow. 877-881-1053 truckrack.com text line. Sean and RJ coming at you on a Tolo Tuesday. Has this ever been done? With a starting lineup in the NBA playoffs, what the Miami Heat managed to do last night in getting crushed by the Boston Celtics. We got NHL playoff action. The Rangers are back on the road in the AL West. And we get you ready for Game 4. That's all next in Headlines, your radio sports page right here on The Fan.
But let's get you up to Parkway Buick GMC in Sherman. ParkwayBuickGMC.com. There's a reason why Troy's been raving about Gilchrist Automotive. This is owned by Stephen Gilchrist. He's a Tolo. Justin Rogers, the general manager, he's also a Tolo. They love hooking up their fellow Tolos. They're going to do that right now for you with 2 years free maintenance on any new or used vehicle that you get at Parkway Buick GMC in Sherman. Reserve your brand new 2022 GMC truck or SUV. They have shipping, they have vehicles shipped daily, every single day. Reserve one. Get your custom order through Justin without even walking into the store. You can do it all online at ParkwayBuickGMC.com. Red, white, and blue tag sale. It's happening right now, gearing up for the start of summer and Memorial Day, offering special markdowns on select new and pre-owned vehicles. Head on up to the store or just do it all online at ParkwayBuickGMC.com. All these savings available on the website. Drive a little further to save a lot more at Parkway Buick GMC. We are professional grade.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for Week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.